The whole reason for the amendment of the IPED bill was to ensure better independence and oversight. And currently, the new bill does not make adequate provision for parliamentary oversight or independence. And the appointment of the executive director, contrary to the Constitutional Court's directive, still now falls in the hands of the Minister of Police. Obviously, this is a legacy from a previous very power-hungry police minister, and we are encouraged by the fact that we will be able to engage with the new minister and to see what we can do for future amendments. We will obviously use parliamentary mechanisms to our disposal in order to ensure as much oversight as we possibly can. But unfortunately, the bill, I believe, has not accomplished what it was intended for in the beginning.